Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, third chapter, text number 3. So, please repeat the verse.
Samahuta Bhishmaka Khannayaye Shriyaha Savaranina Bhubusayisam Gandharva Vritya Mishatam Swabhagan Jahare padam murdhani dadhat suparanaha. Samahuta,
invited,
Bhishmaka,
of the king Bhishmaka,
Kannaya,
by the daughter,
ye,
all those,
Shreyaha,
fortune,
Swavarnena,
by a similar sequence,
Bhubusaya,
accepting to be so,
Esham,
of them,
Gandharva,
in marrying,
Vritya,
by such a costume,
Mishatam,
carrying so,
Swabhagan,
own share,
Jahare,
took away,
Padam,
feet,
Murdhani,
on the head,
Dadat,
placed,
Suparnaha,
Garuda. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation, please repeat. Attracted by the beauty and fortune of Rukmini,
the daughter of King
Bhishmaka, many great princes and king assembled to marry her. But Lord Krishna, stepping over the other hopeful candidates, carried her away as his own share, as Garuda carried away nectar. Purport. Princess Rukmini, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, was actually as attractive as fortune itself, because she was as valuable as gold, both in color and in value. Since the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the property of the Supreme Lord, Rukmini was actually meant for Lord Krishna, but Shishupal was selected as her bridegroom by Rukmini's elder brother. Although King Bhishmaka wanted his daughter to be married to Krishna, Rukmini invited Krishna to take her away from the clutches of Shishupal. So, when the bridegroom Shishupala came there with his party with the desire to marry Rukmini, Krishna all of a sudden swept her from the scene, stepping over the heads of all other princes there, just as Garuda carried away nectar from the hands of the demon. This incident will be clearly explained in the 10th canto. Srila Prabhupada ki? So, you know, this is very famous pastime of Lord Krishna, which most of us we know. So Uddhava, he is speaking to Vidura continuously about Krishna's pastime. So he is giving a summary of Krishna's pastime. And previously, you know, he gave Krishna's Vrindavan Leela's pastime. Now, he's giving short while Krishna's whole the pastime to Vidura. In this particular verse, Srila Prabhupada explained that Rukmini, actually she is Mahalakshmi, you know. So Shastra it is described. So Lakshmi, anyway, it belongs to Narayan or Vishnu, ultimately Krishna. So Shishupal, he was attracted by Rukmini's beauty. Not only Shishupal, there are so many princes. Prince. They are attracted by Rukmini's beauty. And it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Rukmini was so beautiful. Many princes, they were fainted when they saw Rukmini. Yes, she was that much beautiful. And of course, you know, we know when Rukmini knew her brother, he was arranging her marriage to with the Shishupal, who was a great offender of Lord Krishna. And then of course she was attracted to Krishna. So she wrote a letter to Krishna. So Krishna came and then, he took her. Here, there's something is very important that, we are now observing or following Vaidhi Bhakti, isn't it? So in this bhakti process, if we chant and follow spiritual master instruction, what will happen first? Naam will appear. And then Roop means his form, his beauty, and then his pastimes will take place. Many of us, like especially, maybe not here much, but in India and some other places, people they imitate. How? They think, now they are in a pure devotee, so they just, Krishna will appear in front of him. Not like that. Actually, in this case, in this incident, if we think very deeply, what happened? Rukmini first, he thought about Krishna. He heard about Krishna. And then he attracted to Krishna, isn't it? And then what she said? Actually, I gave my heart to Krishna completely and I surrendered to Krishna completely. In that situation, when Rukmini requested, Krishna came. It's not, I like Krishna and then she wrote a letter and then Krishna came. No, it wasn't like that. So same thing will happen to us. First, what do we have to do? We have to hear about Krishna. So then we'll be attracted to Krishna, isn't it? When we'll have attraction, when we'll have the proper knowledge about Krishna, when we'll know who is Krishna, and we'll develop the love, and then what will happen? When we'll start developing love for Krishna, slowly, even without we are knowing, we'll surrender ourselves to Krishna. So when complete surrender somebody will develop, then only Krishna will come and grab that person, that soul. Like how Rukmini was surrounded by thousands of other people. Those want to marry Rukmini, even they are ready to fight. Of course, apart from Shishupal, not only Shishupal, there was many kings were there. But You know, they were ready to fight. Even they want to fight. Of course, you know, when Krishna took Rukmini, you know, Shishupal follow him. And we all of us, we know, you know, he is defeated by Krishna. So, Krishna grabbed Rukmini. Like how? You know, Uddhava giving example how Garuda, he take nectar from the demon. Garuda is so powerful by his, wind. He blows so many demons, you know, forget about fighting. So he was that much strong. He just grabbed and took the nectar. So same thing Krishna did with, in the pastime of Rukmini. She just grabbed Rukmini and, just carried away. He took just his share. So it's like when a lion enter in the jungle, so other animals, they are like very fearful. They just run away, you know. Even though sometimes they attack, but they cannot do anything. So same way, when will we attracted to Krishna, when will we surrender to Krishna, and finally, Krishna will grab our hand. And we are surrounded by so many, not, you know, in this case, there is so many things. What? You know, we have anartha, we have maya, you know, all this material energy. And all the obstacles, which is, you know, very difficult to overcome for ourselves. But when we will surrender to Krishna, Krishna will grab our hand and he will defeat all of this. Actually, you know, Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, what he said, Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya duratvaya. Why he said that? Mama maya duratvaya. My threefold of material nature is impossible to overcome. So what we are trying to do? We're trying to overcome this material suffering, isn't it? But what Krishna is saying is impossible to overcome. So what is means that? Is it we are trying? Even though we'll try, we cannot. Impossible for us to overcome. But by only Krishna's mercy, if we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna said, Mam eva je prapadante mayametang tarantite. Krishna didn't say, if somebody will perform great austerity, he can overcome. No, it's impossible. I can only free from this material suffering, not anyone else. So Krishna, when we will surrender to him, and Krishna will grab our hand, and he will defeat, you know, all of these obstacles. We cannot do that. How? He did with the Rukmini Devi. But we shouldn't jump, you know, oh, Krishna should come now. Because I'm chanting, you know, sincerely 5 years. Krishna must come. Krishna is independent, isn't he? He is Swarat. We cannot bind Krishna. But, of course, again we can by our love. Devotee and Krishna's relationship is very difficult to understand actually. It's impossible to understand for a non-devotee. They will not understand. They will not able to. Generally in our material world, what happened? We have boss. We generally serve under boss. Boss doesn't serve under his employee, isn't it? But Krishna is a very unique boss. When somebody surrendered to him, he surrendered to that person. Yeah. When a pure devotee tried to serve Krishna, and Krishna tried to serve more to pure devotee. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained how Krishna and Radharani's mood to serve each other, it just increased. You know, Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami how it just increased. How? You know, Krishna want to serve. First is Radharani want to serve Krishna, or Gopis want to serve Krishna. And when they serve, Krishna feels so pleased and he wants to serve more to his devotees, gopis. And when Krishna behaves such a way, and they increase more service mood to Krishna. When they increase more service mood to Krishna, and Krishna increase more service mood to his devotees. So it just increases and it go on and on. So that's why Mahaprabhu explained that Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. It's like expand like, ocean of blissful happiness. It's always increase, it's never decrease. So when we'll surrender to Krishna, and when we'll develop the pure love for Krishna, and of course Krishna will be very pleased, and Krishna will try to help us, we shouldn't think like Krishna will serve me, but Krishna always, he does more than what we do. We just surrender to him, but what he does, we cannot do it. He will defeat all these obstacles, which we cannot. We cannot do by our strength. So he's such a merciful, he's merciful to everyone. He's just waiting when there's those conditions all they are suffering, when they will surrender to me, and I'll grab them and I'll beg them to go back to Godhead. But unfortunately, we are so hard-hearted, we don't want to go, we just turn around from Krishna. There is a nice story, it is a mood of a devotees, how, we are just neglect Lord. So, once, imagine, you are in a house and outside is storm, rain, and somebody knocked your door. And then you saw one person standing behind, in front of you. And that person, he's saying, okay, can I enter in your house? And that person said, oh no, because I have so many staff in my house, so I don't have place for you. So and then that person said, look, I am a very rich person. Give me some place. So now outside is very strong, very uncomfortable. So I can enter in your house, and I promise you I'll make big new house for you, and much more better than this. But that person, what he said? No. Whatever I have, this is very good, and I'm happy with that, whatever in there. So better you stay outside. So it is Krishna, as a Paramatma, he is within us. But what we do, we kept him outside. That means we never inquire about that. We don't realize. Maximum people, they do that. They don't care about Paramatma. What they do? They care about his body, his bank balance, his his own sense gratification. They accumulate all of these things. When Krishna knocked their door, how? When some devotees come, hey, brother, chant few rounds, or chant one round, come to temple. Oh, I don't have time. So we refuse like that. So if we accept that, actually what we are looking for? We are looking for happiness. Why we make all this arrangement? To be happy, to be, blissful. That's why people make house, big house, nice car, all the facilities for the happiness. But, in the story they say, if that person will enter in the house, he said, I'm very rich, I'll make a bigger house for you. So same Krishna, if we accept him, if we open our heart and we accept Krishna, what we are looking for, he will give much more than that. what we are, you know, we are getting, we are getting by our effort. So he will read up all the bad things, and he'll give the good things what we need. He knows. So that's only things we need. We have to open our heart and accept Krishna, surrender to him. And of course, Krishna will appear. How he appeared in front Rukmini, you know, just for a letter. She wrote because she was surrendered. Of course, you know, apart from that, she was Mahalakshmi anyway. There is no reason, like we cannot say, oh, Krishna, maybe because she was, you know, wrote later, that's why Krishna went. No, they are eternal, you know. They have eternal relationship. And she is Mahalakshmi. But if we see that pastime, so we can apply in our life. So that's how Krishna will, you know, take us from this material world, from material suffering. And there is no doubt about that. Doesn't matter. There may be so much obstacles. Sometimes we can think, oh, I don't know whether I can continue or not. Oh, maybe I cannot, you know, do this anymore. But, you know, when we'll surrender to Krishna, Krishna will make sure, you know, how, you know, even the Rukmini is surrounded by hundreds of other king. But, you know, because she was surrendered to Krishna, and Krishna makes sure what she was thinking, it should be come to true. So, same thing will happen to us when we will sincerely, you know, glorify Krishna, and hear about him, do devotional service, and chant his name, and slowly, you know, his pastime will reveal, and then, of course, his quality, his beauty, everything will reveal. And then one day Krishna will appear, you know, and then he will grab our hand maybe, and then he will say, let's go. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here if there is any comments and questions. Yes, please.
You
know, Sanskrit word, yeah, it's very, very difficult to understand. Mahaprabhu said, if somebody want to discuss about the grammar and, you know, the word meaning, it's impossible to understand Sanskrit. It's very, very difficult. There is two type of artha, it's saying. One is shabdartha, means word meaning. One is bhavartha. Bhavartha means, Prabhu, what is the bhavartha in English? Yes. So that's maybe not the word meaning, but that is the mood. It's coming up. Gandharva means there is a sort of like those who are dancer and singer in the heavenly planet. But Gandharva means marriage as well. You know, once I was listening a Radha Govind Maharaj class, and then, you know, he said, Sanskrit you can use in such a way, there is, like, people can be bewildered. You know, when Vasudev, he promised to come, so what he promised? I'll give all my children to you, isn't it? Oh no, I give my seventh children to you. So that was his promise. But he didn't give it, isn't it? Krishna was his seventh children. I'm a child. So what he did? He took it to Vrindavan. So what do you mean? He was a pure devotee. Did he lie? He didn't. Vasudev, he used Sanskrit such a way, He promised to Kamsa, I'll give all the children except that one. The same word is, you know, he was explaining in a different way. Sridhar Swami, he gave commentary on that. So Sanskrit term is like that, Fuji. Yeah, the Gandharva marriage, like, you know, they go to temple and in front of the deity. Yeah, that's a kind of, yeah, that is a marriage procedure. It's called Gandharva marriage. But still, after that, there should be a proper, what is it called? Yes. Yes, Prabhuji. Actually, Radharani is not Lakshmi. Radharani is Radharani. Mahalakshmi, it is in Dwarka. They are not in Vrindavan. So, Radharani, Krishna's Ladini Shakti, is she is above all Mahalakshmi. All the Mahalakshmi actually comes from Srimati Radharani. All the Shakti Tattva is come from her. So she is topmost. I don't think so. If you read Mahaprabhu's last verse, what is Mahaprabhu said? Aslishava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam karutuva yathatatava vidudhatu lampato mat prananathastu shayagonapara. If you see, because Mahaprabhu, he was in a mood of Srimati Radharani, isn't it? So, I don't think so.
What was the question?
He said, like, when Krishna went to Dwarka and he married so many other princes, so whether gopis were upset or not. Nowadays, you know, of course, if you marry second time, your first wife will be upset because we are not Krishna, so we cannot imitate. Krishna has potency to take care, you know, unlimited universes. What about the, you know? Thank you so much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.